And I think whenever whenever guys, you know, are able to see me come out here and scritch with them, you know, it just keeps the engine rolling, you know what I'm saying, with the whole team. So it is important. The one day I did miss, though, I was just dropping the kids off to the pool. So, I mean, besides that, I'm out here every day, dog.
The longest time, though, you were coming out after everybody. Is that because you're stretching inside, or what's going on there?
No, I was just trying to see what y'all was talking about on Twitter before I came out. That's a serious answer, though. Was this last year?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a serious answer then. What? That, did you want me to say more? You want me to expound on that? That's all I got to say. I just wanted to see what you guys were posting before I came out.
Tyreek Hill there. It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaOfHollywood.com.
All right. And joining us this morning is Omar Kelly from the Miami Herald, who's been running a radio talk show with all the guys up in the stands. I had to yell at him a couple of days ago.
I was disrupting you, Joe.
No. You were getting Perk. I knew you were going after old Perk. You just you couldn't help yourself. Hey, we got a lot of things to get into. Tyreek, the stuff came up. You had reported what he had said and all those things. People, you know it. I see Florio picked it up, and everybody, wow, when you talk about it, I don't think it's a big deal, but he said he wasn't going to be late. He's been late.
Yeah. I mean, it's, I think we're making a lot about nothing. Because when he was producing 1,700 yards as a receiver, he was rarely ever there for stretch. Now,
You know how this works, though. It's not when you're playing great. It's when not and all the things are going on. Now they got some extra stuff to throw in there that you don't like, right?
Yeah. And here's the thing about Tyreek. You got to understand, every time you talk to Tyreek, half of the conversation, he's trolling. He's just saying things to get your attention, to create headlines. Joe, we are at the point in the media when we learn it's a Tyreek day, we go, just because he's going to say three things that some aggregator is going to pick up and think is serious. Like, I didn't know the offense for 3 years.
Yeah.
I don't.
He did say that. I didn't understand the offense for 3 years. I didn't take notes for. I'm just taking notes for the first time.
This is the first time I'm taking notes. This is a daily thing with Tyreek. We have gotten to the point where we just ignore it because we know who Tyreek is, and he's saying things to get attention and troll, and it's not real. Like, there's not one media member who didn't think he was going to be late to practice again.
No. I don't even care about it. I like seeing a guy on the football field. That's all. By the way, we've seen a better teammate on the field. We have seen a guy that you see him go run over to guys. I've noticed. You saw the effort. So he has really made it a point to act more like a leader on this team. Hey.
Yes.
Hey, by the way, let's get in some other stuff. I just want to get that out of the way. Real quickly, Austin Jackson going to be out a few weeks, a right tackle. Larry Borum, Jackson Carmen, and Keon Smith. What are your thoughts on everybody's going to get a shot at this, maybe even a new guy they just signed. But what do you think?
It's not good. None of the backups are good. Not so far. Larry Borum has been solid the last couple of days at right tackle. He's definitely not a left tackle. Neither is Ryan Hayes. They do not have a single left tackle on the roster. Keon Smith looked solid at left tackle the one day he worked earlier this week, and I was quite intrigued and interested to see what's the upside there. And this is crazy to say because fans are not going to get it, but man, do I miss Liam Eichenberg.
Do we have an idea when he's coming back? If they said they're hoping he's back for the start of the season, is that kind of the goal for Eichenberg right now?
Yeah, I'm assuming that was a knee scope, and the hope is that he'll be back for the start of the season. If he begins the year on IR, he'd miss 8 games. So more than likely, they would have. I don't know. It's possible.
You think they're already thinking about him being a backup tackle when he comes back?
I think right now, Joe, and I'm being dead honest with you. Eichenberg's tackle stint is way better than anything I'm seeing now. So he is the backup at everything except for center, in my mind. Andrew Meyer has been very impressive. I think he's ready to be a number two center.
Yeah.
There was just no drop off when you watched him. When you watched him work with the unit while Aaron Brewer was out, and I was very impressed with him. Now, the rest of the backups, trash. Trash, Joe.
I know, but those guys got to get their feet wet and keep going, and they got to be in the drills like Mike's been running the last couple of days, a little more physical practice.
Yeah.
They need that work. They need to see everything, and they need to get kicked around a little bit and just get right back up, and we need one of those guys. I thought Keon Smith might be that guy. I know he's coming back from injury. Always thought he was an athletic guy.
I didn't like him at guard. I'm intrigued with what I'm seeing from tackle. Now that he's moved back to tackle, I'm like, okay, maybe there's something here. And I do understand he's coming back. He's probably a full year, 11 months into an ACL repair.
Yeah.
So I'm willing to give Keon Smith grace. Like, we got Myers, we got Keon Smith, and we got Liam, and then Borum's going to be here. And Borum has been better as the first team right tackle since, and it's like I'm curious to see what it continues to look like. But he is definitely not a left tackle.
You don't think Brunskill? You're not a Brunskill fan, Daniel Brunskill. I want to see him play in these preseason games. I think he's going to move up a little bit. Yeah.
Absolutely. A lot of these guys need to play in a preseason game, and the action needs to be live. And I'm sure Alexander Mattison will help a lot of the offensive linemen because he's a pretty impressive back from what I've been looking at.
Man, me too.
I'm excited to see him when there's actual contact, people trying to tackle him. So, maybe my opinion of this offensive line, this backup offensive line, will change. But I will tell you this, Joe. I was getting excited for what I was seeing in those padded practices. Like, I went into the day Austin Jackson missed, I was really excited to see what was going to happen that day, Joe, at practice. Because you saw the steady progression from the offense, first-team offensive line. They were getting better and better and better. And then I was really excited to see if they were going to continue that trend upwards.
Yeah. No, listen, I'm with you, and I'm glad to see Mike's getting after it with these practices. So let's go to the other position, the cornerback position. Storm Duck has, I think, looked the best of the group so far, and then I see the orange jersey on, which means, he's playing pretty good. Sheffield, Armstrong, Hilton, Jones, anybody else for you?
Hilton Jones, Armstrong, Bonner. Bonner's in there. Bonner's probably the number four. Cam Smith, his days are numbered. I think that's pretty evident. I'm not even going to beat him up by talking about it. It is what it is.
He just needs to be on the field. It's,
it's not just he needs to be on the field.
Yeah, but I saw coaches' comments like, we listen, man, we're – you're already kind of on double secret probation. We need to see you a little bit on the field, right? You got to be out there so we can evaluate you.
I don't ride with that because you evaluate me and I'm not 100%. I'm dead man walking already. A lot of his stuff is soft tissue stuff. So whether it's a hamstring or a groin, it's not going to get better without rest. We've been down this road before. The most realistic thing for Cam Smith, in my opinion, is he either begins the year on the IR or he's going to be released. Yeah. And that because there's I'm at the point now where there's no he was already cornerback number six when he was healthy. I'm at the point it's time to move on. And I think based on Mike's comments, Chris Greer's comments, I think they're at the point where, okay, yeah, screw draft status. We just got to move on.
Hey, today's the day, man. Today's your day. I was just reminding you, today's Anthony Weaver day, that you got to go out and go, hey, coach, you know, guys don't seem to get a chance to really compete, to move up from day to day. And have you thought about it? And is Mike calling the shots? Or are you calling the shots? Is that kind of where you're going today?
It's on my agenda. It's not just a Mike issue. It's a every coach issue. But you're right. I got Weaver. I mean, I don't really know if there's any reasons for competition at this point at cornerback, because I think it's pretty clearly identified. We have our top four. We're going to see what that looks like. Mike Hilton really came alive yesterday as the nickel. He got a safety, produced probably a would-be sack that would have killed a red zone drive. I saw the physicality that he plays with. He put that hit stick on Jalen Wright to get that safety. So, and according to Storm, him and he's pretty much stepping forward as the leader in that cornerback unit, because, as I've always said, it's the blind leading the blind in that room. And you need somebody with experience, and apparently it's him and Minka Fitzpatrick that are really being the vocal leaders and the guys in those meeting rooms that are helping guys get better and develop.
Omar, it seems like every day, and I'm just handpicking a couple guys. You want to add some more guys? Willie Gay and Alexander Madison do something. You just mentioned Madison bounces one, and it looks like a 20, 30, 40-yard run. And Willie Gay is always around the football, and I don't know how many interceptions he has now, but that guy makes a play damn near every day.
One interception, four drops. He's got a bunch of sacks. He's probably top five most impactful player of training camp. We in the media contingent, we got this running thing. I was supposed to confront Mike about it yesterday. We have this theory that the orange jersey's a fraud because primarily Willie Gay Jr. has not had it yet, and it is going to a lot of big name players. A lot of big name players, especially when the fans are out there, because, you know, they take pictures with the orange jersey player.
Everybody goes, that guy had it. I do the same thing. Like, oh, that guy must have had a hell of a practice yesterday. No, I get it. He had the best practice. And so you think coach is like, well, it was one of the best. I'm going with this guy. This would be good. Yeah.
We understand. And the only reason I didn't ask Mike was because Storm got it. And it wasn't for yesterday's practice. It was just for his body of work, the consistency. But I'm like, what does Willie Gay have to do? Does he have to give you two sacks and two interceptions a day to get the orange jersey? What more does this man have to do?
Well, I think everybody's noticed the work. Hey, by the way, and I'm not trying to get it stirred up, Quinn Ewers looks unbelievable. The throws and his arm strength.
No, I'm not.
He's just got to stay where he is. He made some throws yesterday over the weekend, and I had to look to see who was making the throws. His arm is stronger than I thought.
Yes, it is.
And his accuracy and seeing things. And again, he'll get his chances. With Zach Wilson, and we'll see. Zach Wilson had a couple of beautiful throws and in the back of the end zone, and Ezekama couldn't hold on to it. But boy, what a throw that was! Anyway, so I'm looking forward to this thing. You feel any differently about the quarterback situation besides Tua's been really good?
It's not going to open up and become a competition, but Quinn has been very impressive. It's not going to change the fact that he's going to be the number three quarterback. I think all it's done is convince them that they have to keep him on the 53. He's a young player that is definitely worth developing. And Zach Wilson is inconsistent. He's hot and cold. He's has some accuracy issues. When he doesn't set his feet, it's a little problematic. Quinn is steady, and he has high highs. So the question is, if you continue to invest in that, what is it going to look like? And would I be willing to say in 2 years he could be potentially an NFL starter? I would at this point, because we've seen a lot. We've seen a lot. Now, does that mean he needs to be the number two? Probably not. But I'm not worried about the quarterback position moving into 2026 because I want to see where this young man goes and how much he develops.
Yeah, no. Listen, that is I'm with you. And I thought over the weekend, and I was glad Bo wasn't sitting next to me because he's been all over this Quinn Ewers thing too, and he had a great weekend of practice. So, hey, real quick, I'll leave you with this one. I think the strength of the team right now might be the defensive front seven.
Of course.
Not even close for you. I mean, you have outside, inside, and those linebackers, and I'm not even worried about those young guys. They look good.
Yeah. It's not even just the ones either. It's the twos, the Grayson Murphys, the Matt Dickersons, the Chop Robinsons. Those are three guys that are flashing every day. You got Willie Gay. That second team defense has four impactful players. It should be commendable that a lot of those players are finds for Chris Greer. So props to him. I wish he was as good as finding offensive lineman as he is as finding defensive players. So props to him for that. And props to him also for the Zach Sealer contract.
By the way, I was going to end you with the biggest slam yesterday, and that's Zach Sealer getting a 3-year, $67 million, $44 million guaranteed. They said they would get it done, and I'm with you. To the front office, ownership, that needed to get done. If there's a guy that I wanted to see get an extension – that didn't bully it, didn't pout, didn't just went about his business for 10 days of practice, is Zach Sealer.
Absolutely, no question about it. I think it's a good deal. I only evaluate deals based on guaranteed money. $44 million in guaranteed money. Hopefully it's fully guaranteed. I don't know, because Drew said on WSVN 7 that he's getting 34 over the first 2 years of the deal. So that would mean that in the third year, there's another $10 million guaranteed. I hope if that's the case, this is a great deal. Because I told you last week, I would tell them I want that Minka money. The Minka money's 32. Zach got 34 over the next two. And then you throw an extra 10, which is what he was going to make this year. It just makes sense. Now, could he have gotten more? Could he have held out more? Could he have squeezed more out of the team? Probably. But that's not Zach's way.
No, and Zach got the number he wanted. Zach wasn't looking at everybody else. Zach Sealer goes, this is what I want. This is going to take care of my lifestyle. I'm set. He has now got himself, he and his wife and the baby, his family, and he's going to have a big smile. But when you look at leadership, durability, and production, man, we gave it to the right dude. Hey, thank you so much, Omar. I got to run.
I did want to say this. Zach is like the Udonis Haslam here. I want Zach here his entire career, and I'm glad that they got this done because it really lays a good foundation for them and helps them change their reputation.
Yeah. Hey, listen, we're going to let you go, man. Thank you so much, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Omar Kelly, Miami Herald.